This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, a lot of people have asked me to cover the Durham trial of the Clinton operative, and it came out that Hillary ordered it and knew it was a lie and everything. I mean, she's a criminal. And don't hold your breath for her to ever get indicted. She's just a puppet of the larger New World Order. But, yeah, we've got all that news here. And it is important. But what's really important, ahead of Wayne Allen Root taking over next segment, boy, is he always loaded for bear, is headlines like this out of the Boston Globe. With the Buffalo massacre, Fox News has blood on its hands again. Because Tucker Carlson covered the UN documents on their website calling to open us up to third world populations and bring in 600 plus million people in the next two decades. It's his fault a crazy guy mentioned that, even though it turns out the guy's a Democrat. That's what authoritarians do, is guilt by association. Oh, if the guy down the street murders somebody, you go to jail. Or if the guy down the street does something the system doesn't like, you get in trouble. When the Nazis would come into Eastern Europe in World War II, if one of their officers got shot, they'd round up 100 villagers and kill them. If one German got shot, they'd round up 10 villagers and kill them. Look it up. And that's ended up with turn the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Poles against the Nazis, was crap like that. So tyrants do the same thing over and over again, thinking it's going to work. It's like Hitler bombing civilian targets during the Blitz. 90%+ of Brits were against the new war. They lost millions in the World War I. Most Brits thought Germany got the short end of the stick under the Versailles Treaty. As soon as Hitler started bombing London, they said, let's go to war. And it went 99% pro-war. So, you know, the left always wants to push people around and punch us in the face and, hey, we're going to sue you. Hey, we're going to attack you. Hey, we're going to threaten you. We're, you know, they're cowards. You see, that's why they think people being pushed around makes them want to grovel. No, it pisses people off. And that's why I mentioned this Boston Globe article. It talks about the same law firms that sued Remington into oblivion, because this guy used a Remington firearm, and because Fox News talked about replacement migration, that they want to sue, and they're talking to the same law firms that have sued me to create a precedent to take somebody's free speech and then shut them down. Well, now they're going to use it on Fox News and on Remington again. Buffalo shooting victims' families look at civil action. Unbelievable that all of this is going on. But it's what the tyrants are doing to try to keep us in line. And I've always believed in freedom. I've always believed in you. I believe in the American people. I believe in the people of the world, but particularly the American people. And as bad as we are, notice we just had a big German lawyer on talking about how we're the only hope and we're turning the tide worldwide against the lockdowns and against what they're coming with next. So I've always bet on you. And I want to thank the viewers and listeners of this broadcast for betting on InfoWars and betting on this incredible crew and our reporters and what we're doing. And that's why I want to thank you all for your commitment to the truth and just to realize that InfoWars is a weapon system of truth to counter the globalist weapon system of lies. And they stay awake at night. The globalists are obsessed with shutting this show down because of the people listen. And if folks find out what's happening, it won't just be the USA that's free. It'll be the world. But if they can conquer America and use it as an example of tyranny, well, they believe the rest of the nations will fall like dominoes. So Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, talk show host, you name it, is about to take over. And then Owen Schroyer in T-minus 56 minutes from now. The War Room, picked up by a lot of AM and FM stations, but it needs to be on more of those great stations to pick up this show. We're on over 350 stations right now, just AM and FM. We're on over 100 cable and TV stations, more all the time. We're free to air, no contract stations, just pick it up. But the War Room coming up, 55 minutes, you want to tune into that. But you want to tune into Wayne Allen Root right now. And I want to just remind listeners one more time, we can't stay on air without funding, plus we sell great products at the same time. If you haven't experienced Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, what it does to your whole body and your immune system, your libido and stamina and everything, you need to experience it. And the sale ends today for 25% off on it. Just get ready to sell out. But you can also get it 40% off with our high-quality Ultra 12 vitamin B12 in the combo pack at InfoWarsStore.com. That sale ends today. Ultra 12 will still be 40% off, but not the X2 with it. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for taking action. Thanks for being Americans. Thanks for standing up and standing with me, because the one thing I want to do is beat these people, and I know we can do it. Wayne Allen Root takes over and covers the whole waterfront straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome in for Alex Jones. Thank you, Alex Jones. Always great to be on your show, and always great to have the honor of being the guest host on Tuesdays on the Alex Jones InfoWars Network. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com is my website. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I have so much to say, it's hard to fit it in an hour. I do a three-hour national radio show, and I can't fit what I have to say into a three-hour national radio show. They're hitting us from 1,000 directions. It's everything I ever said. Believe me, I don't want to say I told you so. I don't want to say I'm a smart guy. I wish I was wrong about everything. But this is a communist, globalist, authoritarian, madman, evil attack upon the United States to either weaken the United States in a worst-case scenario, as far as these people are concerned, these evil scum, a worst-case scenario is to weaken the United States and allow us to be overcome by China as the greatest economy in the world, China instead of us, or maybe China invades the United States and takes us over. And on a best-case scenario, their intent is to destroy the United States and to make all of you slaves, literally to enslave you to the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros and all the scumbag, evil pieces of human crap in the world who have billions of dollars and want to suppress your life and your means of mobility and opportunity and making money. It's disgusting what's happening. It's outrageous what's happening. It's disgraceful what's happening. And we got to, I think it was Ben Franklin who said, we either hang together or we hang separately, meaning you stick together or everyone's going to hang if it's every man for himself. So we better stick together. There's all kinds of things on my bulletin board. What are the big issues that I'm thinking about writing about in the next week? I'll kind of riff off this. Number one headline out there, and this is not in any particular order, but these are all on my board of what I'm planning to write about. Number one would be 19 dead friends. And that's about the fact that since my wedding, the count is 19, and that's because that's only the people I know about. I don't speak to people every day. And every friend who ever came to my wedding every day, and they don't share with me every day how sick they are and what problems have happened after their vaccine, but 19 dead or gravely injured friends since my wedding. 200 people at my wedding, I invited about 225. The idea that 19 could be either dead or very sick or gravely injured is insane. It's impossible that it's a coincidence or a mistake. And I called all 19 that I know are dead or injured and spoke to their relatives. And all 19 admitted the ones who are dead or injured were vaccinated. That's not a coincidence. That's not a mistake. That's not a rare statistic, an anomaly that means nothing. In one guy's wedding, 19 people dead or badly sick or injured or disabled from a wedding that was November 21st, 2021, like 6 months ago. It's impossible that that is not representative of the horrors going on from this vaccine all over the United States of America. And that's one of the things they used, one of the tools that this evil globalist elite, this communist scum elite that want to take over your life and produce the Great Reset. That's just one of the tools in their tool bag was vaccine mandates. And now they got monkeypox. Imagine what a silly name, monkeypox. Do you want to make me laugh or you want to make me worried? Because it's having the opposite effect. I'm not worried. I'm laughing at the absurdity and the humor and the ridiculousness of all of you who believe in a new pandemic of monkeypox. It's absurd. It's absurd that it turns out it's only gay people involved now. It's absurd that the name, I think, is simply meant to make all of us either be scared or, in the case of me and smart people, laugh. It's so stupid. They're testing. Are you so dumb that you... oh, my God, monkeypox! It's King Kong coming! Or are you a smart person who looks at it and goes, this is a joke. This is absurd. It's just a new attempt to get you to vaccinate another evil, death-enhancing, dangerous vaccine, I'm sure, they're going to come up with within days that they've been ready for 5 years. There was even a war game simulation in 2021. And during that war game simulation, they said the world will have a monkeypox pandemic. I swear to you, that's the name they came up with. The same name, a monkeypox pandemic. And they said it would break out on May 15th, 2022. Well, that was a week ago. That's what we heard about monkeypox. Are you starting to get the impression all of this is a planned, intentional destruction of the United States and democracies and capitalism around the world to make everyone bankrupt and scared and panic and hysterical and lose everything we've got and close every business, at least every small business, and all that'll be left is, you know, big box retailers, gigantic stores, multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations, and the rest of us will be slaves of a globalist system. Of course that's the plan. You can see it. And it would take an idiot to not know that COVID was purposely sent to the United States to make us lock down and to destroy our economic system and destroy capitalism and knock out Donald Trump, who is the only thing standing in the way of China and a globalist world. And they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish with the insanity of the people. So 19 dead or very injured or very sick friends since my wedding only 6 months ago. It's what I call a vaccine cluster. I compare it to Love Island, which was a suburban area in, I believe, upstate New York, Buffalo, I believe. Love Canal. Love Canal. Love Island, I think, is a show on Fox, a dating show. But Love Canal was a suburban neighborhood where all the kids came up with cancer. And it was a cluster is what they called it. A cluster of kids had cancer and died from cancer. What a horrible thing. You know, how do you see a child with cancer? Wow. It takes a lot to make a guy like me, as macho as me, cry. But if you want me to cry, it's people who hurt animals would make me cry, and children that are either abused or hurt or raped or molested or cancer in a kid would make me cry like a baby. And can you imagine if 100 kids in one neighborhood all came up with brain cancer, lung cancer? Something's wrong, right? It was a cluster, and it turned out that a toxic waste plant that operated there, and they dumped all the waste in the ground, and it got into the groundwater, and then they built a suburban neighborhood over it, and these kids all died. This is a vaccine cluster. People are dying of heart attacks and strokes and cancer and blood clots in numbers nobody has ever seen before in the history of medicine, healthcare, in the history of the United States. And the 19 at my wedding is just a small cluster that is emblematic of everything happening in America today and the world today. All the athletes dropping dead in their 20s. All the military people sick since the vaccine. 300% increase in cancer in the military since the vaccine is what whistleblowers are saying. Dramatic numbers. And, of course, politicians and Hollywood stars who are dying in large numbers. Out of the blue, it's always suddenly dies, sudden heart attack, sudden stroke. Politicians like the guy running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania who just won the primary, Fetterman, like the guy in Maryland, United States Senator, I think it's Cardin, who just had a stroke. It's unbelievable how people are dropping like flies. Other things I've got on my bulletin board, no Joe Biden is not an incompetent failure. He is a traitor, and it is time to impeach him and indict him for treason. He should be held in treason for what happened in Afghanistan, for the soldiers that died in Afghanistan, for giving up Afghanistan to the Taliban, and also for leaving $80-plus billion of equipment on the ground for our Islamic terrorist enemies, and also for the open border that's destroying our country every day, and for announcing in a speech just yesterday that, you know, gas prices are good. He almost said, the general gist of what he said was, gas prices are going up so far, but it's good because we need to make a transition away from fossil fuel. He admitted it is a purposeful destruction of the middle class of America because they want you off of cheap fossil fuel and they want you on expensive green energy that will bankrupt the entire middle class and ruin our lives. It's incredible what's happening. Also on my bulletin board, Biden blitzkrieg. They're destroying America so fast, it's like the Nazis that were on meth that took over Czechoslovakia, Poland, and France and Belgium in record speed. The Biden blitzkrieg. When I get back, more. Wade Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com. And, of course, WadeRoot at gmail.com. We'll be back in a second.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne@gmail.com. I love to hear from my fans and friends and Alex Jones viewers and listeners. Fantastic stuff. Wayne@gmail.com. Root4America.com. My national radio show, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, can be found by going to either usaradio.com. Click and listen now. Listen live now from 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time, and 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. Or you go to my website, root4america.com, and you click there anytime and listen to my show or listen live, again, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. Finishing up with my idea for columns. So 19 dead or very badly injured friends from my wedding. Biden blitzkrieg, just like Nazi soldiers on meth running through Europe. That's what's going on. I think Biden has put meth in the food or the drink of his lawyers and regulators and bureaucrats and Democrat activists, because they are attacking us at a speed, lightning speed, no one's ever seen before, the Biden blitzkrieg. It's time to call Joe Biden a traitor. Why can't the, maybe the headline really should be, why can't the Republican Party just stop it already and call Biden a traitor? Stop pussyfooting around. He's a traitor. He's purposely opened the borders. He's purposely knocked the price of gas way up to destroy the average American, and he admitted it in a speech yesterday. And he's purposely joining an amendment to the WHO Treaty of Healthcare that says in a medical emergency we have no rights anymore. None of us, not even President Biden, has rights. No governor, no senator, no congressman, no president, no health authority. Not even the CDC and Fauci would have rights. The World Health Organization would rule our lives. These are traitorous actions. This is a traitor. The people behind the dummy with dementia are traitors selling out and destroying the United States. Stop pussyfooting around. Call Biden a traitor and indict him already. Another column on my drawing board or my board is, did Biden steal $1 billion from the U.S. taxpayers? Prove me wrong. And basically what that is a friend of mine buys the exact COVID test kits that Biden bought. Biden paid, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe $1.3 billion for COVID test kits back in February. $1.3 billion of taxpayer money. And my buddy buys them by the 10,000, not by the millions like the U.S. government. Understanding business, it's impossible you'd pay the same price buying millions as you would buying 10,000 of the test kits. If the U.S. government buys 100 million, you're going to charge half of what you did for the guy who's buying 10,000. And yet the U.S. government under Biden paid more than my buddy, more, which means he ripped us off for $1 billion. Either Biden's the dumbest guy in world history and the people behind him are the dumbest and the worst negotiators in history, or everybody got rich on that $1.3 billion purchase that should have been a $300 million purchase, and $1 billion was ripped off the American taxpayers. That's another one on my drawing board. And also, finally, I should say, divorce America style. I think that Roe v. Wade, that announcement's going to come any day now. And if that announcement is, as the leak promised, that it's going to be the end of Roe versus Wade, which is not the end of abortion, by the way. That's a lie. Don't listen to all the liars in the media. All it is kicking it back to a state's rights issue, which is what the Founding Fathers and the U.S. Constitution said from day one. And then each state will decide. I think that will push my idea of divorce American style. We need a divorce. We can't live with these crazy Nazi, communist, globalist scumbags, these evil people ruled by the devil. We can't live with them anymore. And by the way, they can't live with us. They hate us. They despise us. They want to destroy us. Matter of fact, there was a news story the other day that was so incredible. Remember, we found out at some point a national education organization pushed hard and school boards pushed hard for the FBI to get involved in PTA meetings and harass parents and arrest parents. Now we got an actual original copy of the letter. And the letter that was sent by, I think it was the National PTA Organization, to the Biden White House said that he should get the National Guard Army and the military police involved in PTA meetings and school board meetings. This is a military communist attempt to destroy the United States. They want to use the power of government and guns to disarm us and then tell us what to do and enslave us for the rest of our lives. That's so clear now. So we need a divorce, and I think Roe versus Wade will push that divorce, because what liberal, crazy, fem-Nazi would want to live in a state like a red state like Florida or Texas when they ban abortion or severely restrict it? And what conservative will want to live in a state like California or New York or other liberal states, Illinois, as an example, Rhode Island, Maryland, some other liberal states, Hawaii? What conservative will ever want to live in those states when they say it's okay to murder a baby till the moment of birth, a week after birth, or a month after birth? I've never heard such madness in my life. I've never heard such evil in my life. What conservative will stay in those states? This will accelerate, in my opinion, what's already happening. Everybody who is conservative and business owner and has money and income is leaving California and leaving New York and states like them, blue states like them, and they're moving to Florida and Texas. And by the way, my state, which has a tendency now to be a blue state, Nevada, but is still zero state income tax, zero capital gains tax, zero business tax, zero inheritance tax, and I believe like the ninth lowest property tax in America. So my state is still free and open compared to and low tax compared to any of the blue states. And so all the blue state people are moving to my state, Nevada, and they're moving to Utah, and they're moving to, you know, all kinds of other red states. Tennessee is another big state people are choosing. Wyoming and Idaho and Montana are states people are choosing. They're willing to go to freezing cold states that are as cold as Canada, and it snows like 9 months a year, and they're willing to do that rather than live in a California ever again. So it's accelerating exactly what I want, divorce American style. We all have to get away from the liberals. Let me point out, what do we have, about 2 minutes left in the segment? Okay. Great Protest and Boycott book is my book. And you can buy it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Amazon sucks, I know. Barnes & Noble's liberal, they suck. But that's who sells books. That's who sells 99% of all conservative books. So there's no choice. That's where you have to sell your books. At least they're still selling conservative books. This one lists the names of all the most woke corporations in America and their CEOs and their board of directors and tells you exactly how to contact them on the phone, on email, and every other way you could think of snail mail, actual physical mail, social media. It's a great book, great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. It works. My theory works. My theory was the only way we have power now is to put the corporations out of business and put them on notice that if you screw with conservatives and treat us like crap, we are absolutely going to stop buying your products. You're going to go broke and you're going to be fired, Mr. or Mrs. CEO. And it's been working fantastically. And guess what happened? I was going to announce to you as of yesterday, State Farm was donating transgender books for kindergartners to schools in Florida. Can you imagine? State Farm, you got to be kidding me. So guess what happened? The reaction was so bad from their own customers that today they canceled the project. See, we do have the power, because who buys home insurance, car insurance, life insurance, health insurance? Republicans, not liberals. We've got all the money and all the jobs. We own all the houses. Remember how Democrats said we're the party of the rich? We're not the party of the rich. We're the party of middle-class people who work for a living and upper-middle-class people who work for a living and small business owners. And so if we cancel all our policies with State Farm, there is no more State Farm. They're gone. We have the power. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is the way to take back the power. When I get back, so many more stories to tell you about that define what's happening in America today. Wade Allyn, RootForAmerica.com.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wait on the roots. I let off the last segment. First of all, little station identification. I am on the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest host every Tuesday between 12 noon and 1 o'clock West Coast time where I live in Las Vegas. I live here in the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Root's on fire, as I always say to start off my radio show, because I am on fire. I'm angry and I'm passionate and I'm high energy, and I let you know what's going on. I'm not a guy who invents things. I'm Paul Revere. You know, Paul Revere is still famous to this day. 250-plus years later, for being the guy in the American Revolution. As far as I know, he never killed anybody, never killed a single British soldier. He wasn't a general. He didn't lead the battle. He wasn't a politician. He wasn't the president or a senator. He just rode his horse and said, the British are coming. The British are coming. And that was enough to make him famous for the rest of all time in the United States annals. And that's what I am. Wayne Allyn, count me as the Paul Revere. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert on election fraud. I'm not an expert on borders. I'm not an expert on vaccines. I'm just the guy who tells you the truth about what's happening with these things and screams from the highest mountaintops, the communists are coming. The communists are coming. It's a communist, vile, vicious, evil takeover of the United States. And I am the guy to shout it from the highest mountaintops like Paul Revere. I ended the last segment with State Farm donating transgender books for kindergartners to schools in Florida. Can you imagine what corporate executive thought that was a good idea? And then overnight they got so much negative emails and comments and calls, outraged calls. Everyone was going to drop State Farm as their insurance company, and State Farm pulled out of that entire plan or situation or concept as of this morning. So we are making a difference. We really are. Like a creepy neighbor, State Farm is there. That should be the new saying. Like a creepy pervert, State Farm is there. President Biden, as I mentioned in segment number one, seems to praise high gas prices as this incredible transition that Americans must go through. And no coincidence, gas prices go up for the 12th day in a row to an all-time record. All-time record, 12 days in a row, never happened in the history of America. Somebody sent me this during the break, and let me get to it because it really was fabulous. Here it is, Love Your Show D. And they sent me a chart. What an interesting chart. So let me read the chart. This is what Biden's done since he became president when he says, it's not my fault gas prices are going up. First of all, under Trump was the lowest gas price in history. We had plentiful gas, plentiful drilling, plentiful coal, plentiful energy, and all the laws that would allow you to drill and do what needs to be done and frack and do whatever needs to be done to make fossil fuel cheap and plentiful for the average middle-class American, save our lives. So here's what he's done since he got into office, Joe Biden, otherwise known as Basement Biden. Joe Biden got inaugurated on January 20th, 2021, and he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. And I believe that wasn't the only pipeline he canceled. And I believe he signed like 25 executive orders on that first day, if my memory serves me. And at least 10 of them opened the border up, and the other 10 shut down all drilling and all coal and all gas. And that's why we are where we are. Number two, on January 27th, Biden halts new oil and gas leases temporarily. Then on February 19th, he rejoins the Paris Climate Agreement. On May 7th, he takes 30% of all the land for drilling in America off limits, oil and gas off limits. June 1st, he halts drilling in Alaska with his millions and millions of acres of land, actually miles and acres of land to drill. We have all the oil we need in the whole world. We can supply oil to the entire world for years to come. We never again need to depend on our enemies like Venezuela or any of the Arab countries in the Middle East or Russia, even worse. June 30th, Congress reverses all of Trump's natural gas regulations. That's June 30th, 2021. October 7th, 2021, Biden reverses Trump's NEPA regulations. I don't even know what that stands for, but obviously another bad deal that kills our ability to produce and manufacture cheap fossil fuel. October 29th, Interior Department begins a new program, the social cost of carbon. So they study every single deal for the social cost. That must be social justice and environmental social justice. And they'll cancel every deal that isn't environmentally meet the needs and the loves of every communist out there. November 15th, 2021, a moratorium on oil drilling in Chase Canyon. February 24th, 2022, Russia invades Ukraine, and that's also because of Biden. March 1st, 2022, Biden releases oil from the Strategic Oil Reserves, and on March 21st, The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, proposed an anti-oil rule. And on May 12th of this year, just a couple weeks ago, Biden cancels the remaining lease sales. So what a fantastic thing sent to me by D, because I knew all this, but I didn't know the exact dates and each exact moment that Biden caused the terrible energy crisis that has come to America and that is going to get much, much worse. You think that prices now at $5 and $6 and $7 a gallon is bad? Wait till it's $10 a gallon and wait till you have to wait in line for 3 hours to get your $10 gas. Okay, UN Food Head warns conditions are worse than the Arab Spring as inflation riots spread. Folks, we have a disaster in the making, and it's not just gas prices, it is food shortages. An analyst warns the world has just 10 weeks of wheat supplies left in storage. Do you have any idea how much trouble we're in? If you understood how bad things are right now, I don't know if most people could sleep at night, and I don't know if you'd want to get up in the morning to go to work. You just pull the covers over your head and cry. That's how bad it is, all caused by one rigged stolen election, and therefore they propped up a tin pot dictator with dementia who wears diapers and poos in his pants, otherwise known as Basement Biden. And this guy just signs whatever they put in front of him. Who puts it in front of him? All the communist enemies and traitors of the United States of America. George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the Chinese Communist Party, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice. Remember, this is an opinion show, and it's my opinion, and these are public figures. These are the worst, most evil people in the world, and they live by Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. That book was dedicated to the devil, Lucifer. These people are from the devil, clearly. A Bush assassination plot against George W. Bush was revealed in an FBI warrant that just was publicized to the world. And outraged Ted Cruz demands we secure the border now. What we found out was that through that open border, enemies of America were sending terrorist hit squads to capture and murder George W. Bush. Don't you think it's time we close the border? That's why I say that Biden is a traitor and that Biden must be stopped. He must be indicted. He must be convicted of treason. And whatever the verdict is, we do to him whatever the judge and the jury decides, whether that is life in prison, whether that is death penalty, whatever it is. If you're a traitor, you deserve it. And only if you're convicted. I'm not saying mob justice. I don't believe in mob justice on either side. You have to have a jury. You have to have a trial. You have to have a fair judge. You have to have a great lawyer representing you. And if you don't have any money, the state has to appoint a lawyer to represent you. But these are people that should be on trial for treason. Joe Biden's America. Desperate mother waits on tarmac for baby formula. At the same time, mercy flights. Plane carrying over 78,000 pounds of imported baby formula arrives in the U.S. from Germany. Do you let this sink in for a minute. In America, there are mothers waiting on the tarmac with children in their arms because there's no baby formula, and they're praying it arrives. And in America, we need cargo planes from Germany to drop some sort of product into America, mothers' hands, or children will die? Doesn't this sound like Africa? Doesn't this sound like Haiti? Doesn't this sound like all the communist nations of the world and all the backwards nations of the world? President Trump and I would call them, nicely, crap holes. There's another word, I can't say it on this show, but it begins with an SH. But they're crap holes. All the crap holes of the world for 100 years have been saved by the generosity and charity of America, the American people. And all of a sudden, we're the basket case that needs to be saved. In just a year and a half, Joe Biden has turned America into a crap hole. What an embarrassment. I'm Wayne Allyn. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Grab a copy. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm laughing because I was watching Alex Jones TV commercial during the break about masks and the face diapers, and I'm just thinking, can you imagine if I did a whole TV show with a face diaper over my face? This is why I happen to grab my Kleenex box. And by the way, I'm available if you want to sponsor the show, Kleenex. This show is sponsored by Wayne Root, and I'll do the whole show with a Kleenex box over my face. Can you imagine watching a TV show with a guy with a Kleenex box over his face or a guy with a face diaper? How absurd. That's what it's like to do business with a mask on. My God, you look like a bank robber. You look like a person dying of cancer. I lost my mom and dad 28 days apart to cancer. I'll never forget the horrible feeling of being in a cancer ward and everybody wearing masks and everybody around me dying. Everyone looks like they're dead in a day or a week, and it's enough to make you so depressed you want to jump out a window. Every time for the last 2 years, I see people in the mass. I jump from one to the other. I go from, are you crazy? What's the matter with you? I can't see your face. And then I go, are you dying of cancer? And then I go, are you a bank robber? Are you mentally ill? Those are all the things that run through my mind when I see anybody with a mask on. Stupidest thing I've ever seen and the saddest thing I've ever seen. Okay, you heard me talk a moment ago. I think one of my columns coming up, I came up with a new name, is America Now a Third World Crap Hole? That's going to be one of my columns too. But the liberal media freaked out yesterday because President Trump retweeted, although he's not on Twitter, neither am I, but I still sometimes use that word tweet. But he shared a post from the president of El Salvador who tweeted that America's being destroyed from the enemy within and pushing our country to civil war. Isn't that interesting? The president of El Salvador said that. Here's his exact quote. I've got it in front of me. I don't know if I can pronounce his name. The president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. Nayib Bukele tweeted out, the most powerful country in the world is failing so fast that it makes you rethink what are the real reasons. Something so big and powerful can't be destroyed so quickly unless the enemy comes from within. And Trump shared that with his viewers, his social media fans, and the liberal media went wild. Like it's some big assertion to say out loud that the country is being destroyed from within, and that Biden's a traitor. And you know, Biden went crazy last week about this great replacement theory. Oh my God, Tucker Carlson is talking about the great replacement theory. I've been talking for years about how Democrats want to use the border to wipe out American citizens. But let me tell you how we're all going to couch it from now on. Everything's about how you say things, your style, your angle, right? It's not about what you say, it's how you say it. Biden's trying to make the case that if you believe in the great replacement theory, that that Democrats are trying to replace white people by opening the border and bringing in brown-skinned people, you're a racist. Au contraire. You know what I think? The great replacement theory is absolutely happening. Joe Biden's absolutely carrying it out, although Obama's the real president. So Obama and company, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the Chinese Communist Party, they're all putting in place the great replacement theory. Of course they are. But it's not a white thing. Don't let them make it a white thing. Don't let them make it a racist thing. They're replacing all Americans. That includes white people, black people, and legal Hispanic citizens. Heck, that includes American Indians. There's going to be no jobs left for any of you. They're replacing all of you. All of these people coming through the border are illegals from other countries who are not Americans, and they're going to take your jobs that are rightfully yours. They're going to take all the black people's jobs, far more than white people's jobs, because, like it or not, the fact is, Democrats say this all the time, black people are on the lower end of the working scale. They've got the lower jobs. They're not lawyers and doctors and business owners yet. Many of them are, but as a group, they're on the lower end more than white people. Can we acknowledge that? Democrats say it. I think we can acknowledge that. So guess who's stealing all the black people's jobs? Illegal immigrants and illegal aliens coming in from 190 countries around the world over an open border. So Joe Biden is carrying out the replacement plan, but he's carrying it out against black people and white people and legal Hispanics. That's why almost overnight, polls show almost overnight, the entire Hispanic Latino community of the United States is now anti-Joe Biden. He's got a 26% approval rating, and I'm sure the whole 26% that approves of him is illegal aliens. But all the legal Latinos hate his guts because they know their jobs are gone, and they see the inflation, and they see that their life is going to hell. They ran away from a crap hole, and now they're living in a crap hole. He's turned America into a Central American crap hole, into a Haitian crap hole, into an African crap hole, into every country in the world that is a crap hole. Vietnam's a crap hole compared to America. He's turning us into a Vietnamese crap hole. It's not a racist comment. I don't care if you have brown skin, yellow skin, orange skin, blue skin, white skin, whatever skin you have. We can see the difference between a crap hole and how great America is. So the great replacement theory is absolutely happening But let's not couch it in terms of he's replacing white people. He's replacing the entire American working and middle class, and he's replacing white people, black people, and legal Latinos. So there you have it. Replacement theory is a fact. Now, this is amazing to me. One of my fans sent me this morning. Do you remember a week ago? It's hard to even remember. So much goes on, I've already forgotten it. It's a very sad, tragic thing. But life goes on. You move on, right? There was basically a terror attack in Buffalo, right? In a supermarket in Buffalo in a black neighborhood. And a white guy killed a bunch of people, mostly black. I think he killed like 11 people, and I think 9 of them were black. But he did kill 2 white people. So it is not a totally racist attack. It's a mental illness attack. It has nothing to do with racism as much as it has to do with crazy people. He's a sick man. Nobody on the right, nobody white on the right, wants to hurt a single black person, wants to hurt a single little black girl, little black boy, little black adult, little tall black basketball player. I don't want to hurt anyone black or Latino or white, but a mentally ill person does. So there was a terrible attack. I think you'd call it a terror attack, whether it's domestic terror or Islamic terror. It's a terror attack in Buffalo. And some black people died along with 2 white people. That's it. Now we move on. It's been a week or two, and there's 1,000 other things in the news, and Ukraine is about to turn into World War III, and the United States military is totally incapable of fighting both China and Russia, as I've been saying for months, and China and Russia did military exercises together today. They flew their airplanes together today. They're showing the world that any war that happens, China and Russia will be fighting us. Disaster. So do you think I'm thinking about Buffalo from 2 weeks ago? But the New York Department of Education, New York State Department of Education, has now canceled the Regents tests. My son won a national Regents scholarship. My daughter won the national Regents scholarship. Okay, they both won this amazing award that proves you're the smartest kid in America. You're right in that group that's a half of a half of a half of 1% at the top. New York State has canceled the Regents test because of this horrible, reprehensible act of violence in Buffalo, New York, because they're afraid that questions on the test may somehow offend and drive black people or people of color into fits of rage or insanity or depression. And they will offend a black person taking a test for everybody to prove you're good enough to get into college because of a terrible event that happened 2 weeks ago. Folks, this is the biggest bunch of bullspit and poppycock in the history of America. It is hip-high poo-poo is what it is. If you are a kid, 17 years old, 18 years old, and you can't take a test because a week ago somebody shot 11 people in a supermarket, then you are a moron and you are such a snowflake that you are an emotional cripple and you will never be hired in your entire life. Did everybody in New York get the day off? Or the week off, or the month off, or the rest of their lives off, because one person was crazy, shot 11 people in a supermarket, and 9 of them happened to be black? We don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen. I shed a tear over it. I never want to see that. But you're canceling the Regents test that proves that someone's qualified to be at the best colleges in America or get a scholarship for one of the best colleges in America because you are looking for excuses to make everyone mediocre like Cuba and Venezuela and every communist country in world history. Nobody can be an A-plus student. Everyone's got to be a C. All of you. The D is raised to a C and the A's are dropped to a C. Everybody's equal in misery. That's Cuba. That's Venezuela. That's every communist country in world history. That's what the Democrat Party wants. That's what the teachers union wants. That's what Klaus Schwab wants. That's what all the evil people destroying our country who want the Great Reset want. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Have yourselves a great day. Keep fighting, as Winston Churchill said. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. Ever. You can't stop us. We will not let them prevail. We will be victorious. Bye-bye. See you next Tuesday.
Now. Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.